What's up? What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Her podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. Peace, everyone. I want to tell you I love you. I like starting my podcast off with letting you know how much I love you. Because I do. All right. So, yeah. So, take it or leave it. Whatever you want to do. Okay. Anyways, let's get right into this joint. So, I like to record when something comes upon my heart. And then it registers to my mind, right? So, what came to my heart was this. I find it interesting when take this as you may. I'll put it to you like this. I always say, chew up the watermelon, spit out the seeds. Leave the seeds for someone else to chew up themselves, to replant the seed and grow more watermelons. Just leave it for someone else, okay? I find it interesting when individuals who you may be in a relationship with, right? It doesn't have to be romantic, but who you're in a relationship with want your time, right? It's nothing wrong with that, wanting someone's time. But the problem is, this is the problem I have. The same individuals that's wanting more of your time, not your time as though you have never given them any. I'm speaking of more of your time, okay? More of your presence. It's weird to me when people have an actual issue with you and they're holding all of these issues and anger and rage within themselves, and then as soon as a small little spark comes, it's a raging fire. The sense is not sensing, sis. Bro, it's not sensing. If I have an issue or a problem that I may have with someone I'm in a relationship with, like, let's discuss, let's talk. If it's something that can't be solved, I'm going to choose if, you know, this is something that's best for me and you to continue on or not continue on. Like, we have to find space for ourselves to be true to ourselves. I think sometimes people say that they can have space for other people, but we sometimes don't even have space for ourselves to go within and handle the things that we are actually dealing with inside. So a small little spark of something will light something on fire. And another thing that I would say is, sometimes, unfortunately, you're the icing that's being put on a crumbled cake. The cake might already be crumbling, but unfortunately, it made itself look and seem as though it was put together and it was solid, but there was something chemically imbalanced that happened once you, as the icings, at you being the icing, was put on this cake. It then crumbled. Why? Because what happens is, when you don't deal with the necessary traumas from childhood, when you don't deal with the necessary traumas that you've dealt with, let's say in relationships that you've been in, be it romantic or not romantic. I found it where people, a lot of times when they're in romantic relationships, not saying that it can't happen in like friendships or familyships and things like that, or cousinships, but I find it when people are in relationships with, you know, a romantic partner, that they may take on a lot of trauma if it's a toxic relationship, a relationship that can cause you to grow from it, or it can cause you not to want to feel what it is that you need to feel so that you can grow, so that you can learn, so that you can flourish, so that you can elevate. Sometimes people tend to not want to feel the problem and they just may want to go off about it, but they don't want to feel what's actually going on so that they can sense from not only their own perspective of what's happening, but also look into the dynamics of what's happening within that person. For instance, there may be someone you're in a relationship and the male or the female, you know, let's say that they've been out of work, right? Let's say they've been out of work or they got fired from a job that they've always wanted. And you know, you all may stay together or whatever, or you're married, whatever the case, okay? And they're not themselves. But because you haven't held space for your own self, if this person is going through something, you don't know how to hold space for them when they're reacting to something that has been done. Let's say that they're already upset with what's going on. Let's say they're now feeling insecure about themselves and their home life and their work life, and they're insecure and they're feeling down and they're feeling like, well, what if my relationship is threatened because, you know, I can't fulfill my wife or my husband's needs in this way or that way, right? And you're only in this place of, they did this to me. This is how they're treating me. You're not feeling it. You're not detecting it. I feel it, I taste it. Let's see. You're not discerning of what's actually happening. Because the thing is it has nothing to do with you. What they're going through within themselves, they lost their job. Now they're feeling away. You may be the closest thing to them, and I'm not taking away that a person shouldn't explain what it is they may be going through. But at the same time, if you're in a place to try, where you're trying to understand something, understand that people don't always have the words for what they're going through, because sometimes they don't even know what the hell they're going through. Sometimes they don't even know how to put it into words. They don't even know how to fully feel what they're going through. So that's why it's important for us to hold space for ourselves so that we can learn ourselves. Get to know ourselves. Self-realization is a must. Getting to know self is a must. We can say all day how, yeah, I know that person like the back of my hand. And most of those people don't know themselves like the back of their hand. Most people who say that. They don't know why they're reacting this way. They don't know why they're treating this person this way. What they may say is because they did this and they did that and they did this and they did that and they did this and they did that. But they can never say, well, do you know if someone says, do you know if they were going through something? Because that don't sound like them. No one asks that question. So we have to be very careful with how we treat people. Because I'm not in your brain, you're not in my brain, right? But it's a such thing as getting to know yourself so that you can be discerning of yourself and also the energy that's around you. You know when something doesn't feel clear? If you're discerning of self, if you understand you, you know when energy is off, be it with yourself, be it with the people around you, be it near or far. But that's the tapping into yourself to get to understand that and not think everything is about you. Because that's what happens is people tend to mess up relationships in that way. Because instead of them being real, instead of them keeping it 100, which they can't do with themselves. That's why they can't do it with you. Then when that, when a little bit of spark flies, the shit blows up into this big ass situation. A whole bomb goes off. A bomb that you're like, well, what the hell just happened? But these are the same people that say that they've already healed in this area. And they've already given the room and the space for the person to be themselves. But they're still blowing up and being rude. You know? And relationships are not easy. No relationship is easy. I'll say this. One thing about me is that I've had so many different seasons of my life. I know what I've been through. I know what I have done. I know what I have not done. I'm very aware of self, even when someone may not think I am. I'm very aware of myself, and I've learned to be that. Because there was a season of my life where I wasn't that. So because of who I am today, I'm very aware of who I am and the things that I do and the things that I think and the things that I feel. I'm very aware now. And this took to get to know myself and feel these things and recognize it's important to get to know myself. It took a little while, but it took the time that it was supposed to. So understand, I've been through different seasons in my life, and I've experienced different people throughout the different seasons in my life. Some still here, some may not be. There are people who may say, well, when I met her, she was this. Then another person may say from another season of my life, well, this is what I get from that, you know, angel. Woo woo. Then you have other people who are like, oh no, she this, you know. I've grown. The people who I know for a fact who are around me now has another piece of me, because I've been different pieces. I feel like life is like a puzzle. I feel like it's like a puzzle, and we're putting pieces of ourselves together. It wasn't that I wasn't who I was in that other season of my life. I was that. If that's how you perceive me, that's how you perceive me. But I also know deeper with what I may have been going through. What I may have been going through, what I was going through with who I was going through it with. And you may not know that. But you experienced me in this way. I experienced you in that way. But I will say this, one thing about me, as far as my loyalty and my love for myself, my love for myself has changed. I didn't always love me the way that I love me today. But what happens is people in your life, like they don't keep it real enough to say, well, I didn't love me this much like I do now. Like, shit, 15 years ago, I didn't love myself this much. I thought I did, but no, it's levels to love. It's levels to loving yourself. I know we are like, we're all of this topic that we're speaking of still reflects back to loving yourself and self-realization. Even though it's like different topics, it still goes back to self-realization, knowing thyself so that you may know all things. Or is it so that you may know God? Either way, look it up for yourself. But what I understand from that is that when I know myself, I am God. And God is me. Big G, little G, whatever you want to call it. The inner knowing that I had, the wisdom that comes from within me, is the all-knowing, the all-seeing. When you get to know yourself, when you realize who you are, And you're getting to know more and more of who you are each and every day. If you're still living when you're, because clearly you're still living, and when you're listening to this, you're going to have more seasons in your life. You're going to have different seasons to come. And you can use them to elevate, to grow, to prosper, or you can use them and stay stagnant. Walking around doing the same shit, saying the same shit, being the same way. We don't have to say, and I think I just seen this the other day, now that it comes back to me. You don't have to be the person that's like, well, this is just who I am. A person do something to you and you do something on, if a person does something to you that wasn't on purpose, but you come back and do something to them on purpose, what that make you look like? Because if it was the opposite way around, if somebody did something that didn't have control of what they were doing and you knew it wasn't in their control, but then you turn around, well, I'm not going this, or I'm going to do this now since this happened. But it was something that was out of their control. But what you were able to do, you did it not based off, oh, well, I'm not really feeling that. I don't want to do that, or I don't want to go to that, or I don't want to do whatever the case. You did the shit on purpose to try to hurt somebody, to try to show somebody. Don't nothing good come out of energy like that. And I think that's what people are not understanding. Your energy is fucked up. When you are living in a way where you are not being real with yourself, and you have to put on a mask every time you look in that mirror to go out for the day, and you can't be yourself, and then you wonder why this is not happening in your life, these type of people are not reaching back out to you, or these type of people don't want to do this with you or do that with you, you're not being yourself. So what you want them to come and be with something that is not even true to them themselves? You want them to come and interact with something that's not even authentic? That's not how this goes. When you're elevating and when you're growing and you can see your faults and you can admit your faults, and if it's something you can change, you will. If it's something that you need to grow through, you'll do that. But when you have people who want to only be this type of way and treat people this type of way on purpose, it is that type of energy. Let me tell y'all, it's staying far, 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 far away from me. I feel like that was on that Shrek movie. Far, far away or something. I don't know. Anyways, in a faraway land. I don't know. Anyway. But I say all this to say, getting to know yourself is a must. It's a must for you to continue to go to the next level in your life, the next season in your life. You can't always wonder why things show up in this way in your life all the time, just with different faces, but it's the same energy. Understand what I'm saying? The same thing shows up in your life with a different face, but the same energy. You got to go within and find out why that is. Because what I'm learning is that the things that have the same energy in my life are no longer aligned with me anymore. And I feel it. And out of, let's see, give me a second. 1, 2, 3, 4 of those energies and those expressions are no longer in my life. And I believe it's a fifth one on its way out. I actually really believe that to the highest level of knowing. I know that. So when you realize that in all those energies, because see, I don't necessarily look at faces anymore. I it's almost like I feel like I have, like I'm it's this radar, and I know it is. It's like this radar I have, and you have it too. It's this radar that detects the same kind of energy that's in your life that doesn't align with who you are and where you're going. Now, at one point, the energy was aligning. But see, when you started to grow, when you started to elevate, when you started to know thyself, when you started to know thyself, those energies that did not know thyself and those energies that were acting the same way, just with different faces, it was time for them to go. You couldn't have fragments just sitting around you that no longer was aligned with who you are and where you're going. That's not how this works. The things that are no longer serving has to freaking go. And some of those, I can say in my life, wasn't serving for a while, but I wasn't confident enough to walk away. I wasn't confident enough to allow them to leave. You understand what I'm saying? I remember there was a time I was going to let go of the last situation that just left years ago, because I could feel it wasn't in tune anymore. The experience that my soul had with their soul, it was expiring. And I think I know that was the case, and I was calling myself trying to step away. My recording cut off. But when I started to step away from that, the person said some words to me where it made me start feeling bad for them. That's the type of person I was. So if I could do something to help please them and how they felt, even though I felt like shit in this experience, I was going to allow them to feel better than me. That's how I used to roll. And what I knew was, when I was, and I didn't do this, I'll say this, I didn't do it all the time, but I did it enough for me to realize that was happening in the relationships that left, not necessarily in all of them, but in at least three out of the four, however many. I realized that I did that a few times. And I'm like, I allowed this energy to stay in my auric field. But let me tell you something. I let it stay for the time that I let it stay, but now it's gone. And when I tell you, a weight is lifted off my shoulders, off my back, off my energy. Listen, I don't even have the word in full right now, but I am thankful and grateful that these energies, this experience with these individuals are now over, because now it's not that I don't look at people in a way where it's like, you're a horrible person. I don't look like that. I just look at our experience is over. Did it hurt? Yes, it hurt. Did I cry? Yes. Well, a couple of them I cried. I ain't cry with everybody. For real. It was more so like, oh, you know what? Finally, because this was supposed to happen a long time ago. You know, we like to say that when it actually wasn't, but it happened in time and it was supposed to, and it's all good. But sometimes I feel like we can't hold on to shit a little bit longer than we should too. So I feel like it's just a discernment with that. And I feel like this last one that's no longer, the experience is over and has expired. I feel like I held on to that a little bit longer than I should. And I believe so did they. But neither one wanted to let go of the experience, even though the experience was not feeding neither one of us. You know, I mean, I'm okay to say that. Like, I don't have no reason to be saying anything horrible about anyone. I can tell my story. I can tell my reality. I can tell my experience in the experience and keep that shit pushing. You know, I hope that all people will express their experience with people. You know, I mean, about people, if it's going to help them to grow. If it's some shit you just throwing out there just to be talking about something, it ain't no point. But if you can speak on the level of growth through your experience or the level of understanding that is at a high vibration, shit, talk about it. Be about it. It's your experience here on this planet with that soul. It's all good. You know? Y'all, I know this was one of those like talks where I'm just like, you know what? Let's talk. You know, like I'm on the phone with you right now. Like, let's talk. Like, that's how I feel like this talk was. Like I tell everybody, chew up the watermelon, spit out the seeds. If it's not for you, okay, it's okay. It's okay if it don't resonate. Everything don't resonate with everybody. There's things I listen to don't resonate with me. I move on to the next. I may like the next one the person put out, or the one before that, or two before that. Maybe one just didn't resonate with me because that's not where I was. It's all good. Be okay with that, y'all. Be okay with that. All right, so I'm about to get in my laboratory and create some candles. I have an order that actually I'm finished with the one order, so that works. Now I'm going to work on the next, so I'm getting in the lab, and I just want to tell you all that I appreciate you. I appreciate your support, your love. And all that. All your little sparkles of magic. All y'all sparkles of magic. For real. Know that you are magical. You know, people may say like, oh, it's not magic. Oh, it's okay to be magic. It's okay to be magical. All right? It's okay to like be who you are. And whatever season you're in, be that and be proud of who you are. All right. I love you and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.